defend pensions. Everyone has been enthused by the mass strike action in France and news that the government has been forced to make concessions on employee pensions. But workers in France should be careful. We've been here before in Britain, in 2011, when a majority of trade union leaderships abandoned the public sector worker strike action and sold out the pensions struggle. The French government has only temporarily backed down on the retirement age, but still wants to cut workers' hard-earned pensions. It is insisting on meetings with the unions to agree how to reduce overall costs, all aimed at persuading the public that existing pensions are unaffordable. The proposals have been welcomed by the moderate CFDT Union Federation, but the CGT Union is calling on the action to continue. In a recent interview, the CGT explained that the letter from the government changes nothing. This is not dialogue. The Prime Minister, tells us that we need 13 billion euros in savings, and that we have to manage to find the solutions. The way out is for all employees to strike together, then the government will have no choice but to withdraw its entire bill. Martin Powell Davis Cumbria,